The question that changes almost every conversation. Do you want to raise the optimism around you? Start with one powerful shift. Ask a better question, especially when greeting someone. Hi, it's Victor Perton, that optimism man, and I want to share that one question that changes almost every conversation. It's simple, it's human, and it's uplifting. And the question is this. What's been the best thing in your day so far? What's been the best thing in your day so far? In many countries and cultures, people routinely ask, "How are you?" In Australia, as in Ireland, France, Austria, and several other countries, the answer much of the time is that double negative, not too bad or not bad. And usually the answer is ignored, the conversation moves on. Sometimes people walk past each other without another question. It's a wasted question and a wasted answer. And have you done that dozens of times, hundreds of times, maybe even thousands of times in your life? I think we can do better. Every greeting is a micro moment of leadership and of human connection. The first few seconds of an interaction set the emotional tone. They shape energy, presence, and connection. An optimistic greeting just does not uplift others. It anchors you as a source of possibility, warmth, and energy. So instead of asking, "How are you?" I usually ask, "What's been the best thing in your day?" Or, "What's been the best thing in your day so far?" It's a better question. It invites people to notice what is good in their life, in their day. And it often brings out a story of optimism and hope. And very often, it changes the whole tone of the conversation. I see people, they stop, they think, they smile. Then they tell you something real. It may be something small, a nice cup of coffee, a kind message, a walk in the sunshine, a win at work, a quiet moment of peace. Yet once they name it, something shifts. The energy lifts, the conversation deepens. People feel seen. In our surveys and experiments at the Centre for Optimism, 80% of people share something positive when asked that question. It's extraordinary. A small shift in language, a big shift in emotional tone. That's the practical power of optimism. So, the first time you ask that question, "What's been the best thing in your day?" someone may stare at you. That's all right. It means the question has landed. It's not routine. It's alive. And after that, you may need to repeat it. And then they answer. And once they answer, the conversation has somewhere positive to go. We've tried this in our workplaces, schools and prisons. And we've heard lots of reports of success. A radio announcer told me he uses the question all the time. A business executive told me he tried it with his most challenging client. The client's chief financial officer looked up with a grin and said, "That's a great question." Recently, I asked a senior person in the Defence Department and, you know, there's a lot going on there. I said, "What's been the best thing in your day?" He said, "Honestly, Victor, it was my first cup of coffee." So I asked him what sort of coffee it was and where he had it. And we had that warm, congenial conversation before getting down to business. That is what a better question can do. It turns the beginning of a meeting into a human moment. Now, sometimes someone will say, "Nothing," or "Bloody nothing." Well, that matters too, because that's not a rejection. It's actually an invitation. It opens space to ask gently, "Has anything been difficult today?" You listen, you show care, you stay present. That is an optimist with empathy. Real optimism is not denial of difficulty. It is warmth, realism, courage, and care. I remember walking to the reception area at Deakin University. The receptionist met me with the usual, "How are you?" I replied, "Thanks for taking an interest. I'm very well. What's been the best thing in your day?" Well, there were four colleagues in the area. They all looked up. And her boss looked at me and said, "That's a good question." And suddenly we were having an energized conversation, the five of us, about optimism. That's what a better question can do. It can turn a routine moment into a memorable one. It can turn politeness into connection. It can turn habit into hope. Now you can adapt the question to suit the day. On a Friday, you might ask, what's been the best thing in your week? On a Monday, what was the best thing about your weekend? At the start of a meeting, you might even ask something as cheeky as, what has brought you joy since we last met? Same spirit, same effect, a better beginning. So here's my invitation. The next time you greet someone, don't go onto autopilot and say, how are you? Ask a better question. Ask what's been the best thing in your day so far. Try it once. Try it for a week. Try it with a colleague. Try it with a friend. Try it with the person serving you coffee. Try it at home. Notice what happens. Notice how people respond. Notice how you feel. Because the questions we ask others also shape us. That is one of the simplest ways to spread and foster optimism. And if you'd like to read more, you can find more in my book, Optimism, the How and Why, which is available in hard copy, paperback, and Kindle on Amazon. You can also read more from me at the Centre for Optimism website, on my Substack, and across my social media. Thanks for joining me on this podcast. And before your next conversation, here is the question again. What's been the best thing in your day so far? What's been the best thing in your day?